Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Has your dick ever been like, yo, this is too hard?
Blue Chew? No, but I have had those pumps when I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm out here.
Yo.
I'm laying pipe, and this is, let's take note. I'm going to call a police artist and be like, sketch this dick for me one time so I can remember it next Tuesday.
How do they become that? How do you become a sketch artist? Like, you went because you wanted to be a famous modern artist, and then you're just sketching fucking bad guys. How shitty do you feel about yourself?
I don't know. I feel
No one went to like Rhode Island School of Design and was like, oh, I can't wait to work for the police department.
What's the job interview for that? You just sit there and they give you a piece of paper and a Crayola crayon and they're like, do me.
Or they go big nose, like small face, and the guy goes, Jew, and he goes, yeah.
You say about me?
No.
No. All right. You know what's weird is, see if this makes sense here. I got glasses on today, so I'm feeling more, you know, logical, I guess. How come we're born swimming, but when we're born, we can't swim?
You can swim when you're born. When you're born. Yes.
You drowned.
No, you don't. I'm telling you. Babies can swim? We've already Googled this.
Babies can swim?
I don't think
we've ever Googled this before.
Buddy, first of all, be very careful with that Google.
Then how do people drown?
How do people drown?
Yeah.
They get out of, like, if you take a newborn baby and you put it in a pool, it'll swim.
How do you know this?
I've actually watched 60 Minutes on this. Did I make that up? Yes.
Yeah, they can't swim.
Cannot
swim.
Yes, they can, dude.
No. Well, maybe they can swim, but they can't breathe with it along. Like,
correct.
The water gets in.
Yeah, well, they'll just breathe.
But
yeah,
think about it.
It says that they'll reflexively hold their breath when they're submerged.
Oh, cool.
And they have reflexes that
submerged
when they move,
is such
they
a crazy
like
word.
Swimming.
Yeah, I think anybody actually would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not. They can't. Michael Phelps win a bronze medal, but they can. They hold their breath and move their arms around.
Jesus.
What is swimming, to be honest? Is swimming laps? If you just sit in the pool and move your arms around, you're technically swimming.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's
going to argue that.
They can swim. Can you swim?
Yes. I'm just saying, I'm not good at it, but I can swim. You know, when you...
Hold on, you can't swim.
I can for sure swim.
You for sure can't swim.
No, I can't. I got, what's the side one? I'm mean at that.
What's the side one? For sure you don't know how to swim.
Yeah, that sounds like a thing that someone who can't swim would
what's
say.
What's the side one called?
Can
though?
You not swim?
What's
dude?
The side one called?
That there's not a side
yes,
one.
Yes, there is. Okay, how they taught me some bitch shit, but you're on your side, and then you like, strut the legs, pick apple, put it in the back. You know what I'm talking about? This one.
Pick an apple,
put it in the basket. Pick an apple, put it in the basket. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Right. Hold on. That's how you learn how to swim?
I was
you don't
in a bathtub, but
you,
sure.
You don't know how to swim.
No, no, I can do the backstroke. The normal shit, this.
Yeah.
You just know you're supposed to breathe on the side. I breathe up.
What do you mean? You breathe up?
I just lift my head up. And then I go for a couple, and then I go up. It's supposed to be a rhythm, COVID. It's supposed to be a rhythm where you're like going like this, and then when your arms turn, you go up. I don't like that shit. It's too mechanic. It's too much machinery. The government's watching. Are birds real?
No. Birds aren't real. Hilarious that birds are not real. All birds aren't real. That's hilarious. It's funny that the freedom bird, America bird, is a bald eagle, and it's a fake bird.
You know what else starts with a B?
Blaustein?
No, bald eagle starts with a B.
Okay.
Boys. Who's in the FBI? A lot of boys.
That's true. Conspiracy. Isn't it so funny that that's how conspiracies work? You go, how come you don't believe in Abe Lincoln? They go, okay, well, Abe Lincoln, abs. People have abs, six abs. Abe Lincoln didn't have six abs. What are you saying to me?
But sometimes it's convincing.
Yep.
You'll get me. It's all in the tone. Or they'll have like two steps and then the next one is just so far. You're like, you had me for a little bit. Yeah, like any conspiracy theory, it'd be like, think about Bigfoot, right?
Yep.
Has anybody ever seen him? I'm like, nope. He got a lot of wool, you know? You think somebody could last in all that heat with all that? You're like, well, maybe. And he doesn't shed. Nobody's seen some hair. You're like, all right. And that's why Bigfoot has been fucking my mom, and now he just does ads for goddamn beef jerky. Who's the guy? People with beef jerky?
Sasquatch.
Snap into a Slim Jim? No.
No.
How do you snap into a Slim Jim? You beat somebody with it?
I think you break it. Do you remember that guy? Well, he's passed away, RIP, but the WWF guy is like, summon to a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. That's what you should do right before you come. Oh, yeah.
But what's the one with Sasquatch?
Sasquatch. Yeah, it's beef jerky. It's like the beef jerky. I mean, the Sasquatch is like following the guy with the beef jerky, and he turns around and he goes, you want beef jerky? And the guy's like, eh,
what's the difference between a Sasquatch and a Bigfoot?
I think it's the same thing. If they fuck, yeah, I don't know. Is there a difference between Sasquatch and Bigfoot? I think Sasquatch seems like he drinks martinis and Bigfoot lives in a trash can.
Sasquatch, yeah, got some nice cigars in the humidifier.
Yeah, Bigfoot barely has an RV.
Yeah, Bigfoot, ooh, that's a tough sight. He's not even happy with his own self.
Do you think that he has hair under the dick? Probably not, right? Well, because dogs have that like, lipstick dick. What a weird penis to have.
A little Red Rocket?
Yeah, it's like...
I heard it in, like, I think South Park or a cartoon, the Red Rocket. And then, actually, one time, my dog was, like, ran, like, near me, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh!
It's disgusting.
Oh! That shit... Honestly, I might have to... Somebody. My dog getting canceled. You just run around with that thing?
You need to ask no one for permission.
Nobody. There's a school within 3 miles.
You gotta relax.
You gotta chill.
You gotta relax, dude. Speaking of dogs, dude, my dog just right now, she got her vagina cut off.
God, that sounds so harsh when you say that. You gotta say neutered.
Okay. I don't think it's neutered. I think it's spayed.
Spayed?
David. Spayed.
Neutered is for the nits.
Neutered. How come that Price is Right dude was so fucking, he was so amped on spayed or neutered? Was he getting paid for that?
What do you mean?
He said it every single Bob Barker. Every single episode. At the end, he goes, make sure you get your dog spayed or neutered.
Really?
Yeah, every episode. Was he getting paid by, I don't even know what.
Probably.
But he was so...
Catchphrase.
It is good, but he couldn't let it go. Let it go. It's like talking about getting dogs' vaginas cut off and balls cut off. Why are you so obsessed with that, dude? What the fuck's wrong with you?
It's so weird.
Switch your microphone. What's wrong with that? You remember that goddamn thing?
I think it's like...
Giant cake pop looking thing?
It looked like he goes scuba diving with it. That was massive. That thing was huge, dude. I kind of liked it, though. Because your hands never had to be up. You could just hold that shit down by your feet.
That's true. Maybe that's why he had it, because he was old and he couldn't fucking hold. You know what I just realized? Your girlfriend can't ride a bike and you can't swim.
I can definitely swim.
Y'all's kids are going to be so dumb. No swimming, no bike kids.
Look, as long as I raise a kid where there's not pools, which is a farm, we're good.
Yeah, but farms have like wells.
Yeah, but if you fall down a well, you fall down a well. Even Michael Phelps falls down a well. He's like, well, fuck.
Dead. Wells are so...
Where do wells get water from? I hate them.
Why is it called Wells Fargo?
Because it's conspiracy. Number one, okay. Wells. It's a well. Your money is in a well, and you got to go to them to fish out your own money. You got to do your own manual labor to get your own money. Every time you use a debit card in a different machine, that's so weird.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. There's a well, right, for the whole town? Fargo. That's the town's water source?
Nobody pees in it?
Poop
in
there? Yeah.
If I was drunk, I'll tell you what, I'll pee in it.
Oh, I'm taking a big poo-poo in there.
That's treason right there. You get hung for that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a witch.
Dead.
Yeah.
Isn't it so... That witch shit's so funny to me.
Man, I tried to make a joke about that, which who knows, but it was pretty much just saying, like, if I was back then, if I was a girl back then, I know I'd be way too petty, because, like, if a guy turned me down, I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. You're with Cynthia now? Cool. Saw her floating last night. So. Which,
that's it. That was it, dude. There was no proven innocence of guilt. Like, you're just a witch. What happened?
Dude, she floated. I mean, that's why nobody acted up.
It's true.
You do anything that's out of line.
Let me say this. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
How do we know that no one acted up? We always think past generations were oopsie-daisy so nice. No, they weren't. 1950s, everyone's like, oh, it's a golden generation. Was it? You used to beat your wife because she burnt the fucking lasagna, and it was the golden years? No, it wasn't. You came back from war and kicked your wife in the face because she fucking burnt meatballs. And everyone's like, oh, I can't, 1950s, oh, it was a big middle class. No, it wasn't. You used to cheat on your fucking wife every single day. Spit it out! Spit it out. All right, he got it back. Yeah.
So the reason Bob Barker said spay and neuter your pets at the end of every episode was because at that point in time, like 90% of dogs were not spayed and neutered. So there was like a shitload of dogs in animal shelters, and there was a 90% kill rate on dogs and cats in animal shelters.
Oh, my
asshole. Yeah.
What? Why am I an asshole?
Because he was promoting get the neutered.
Yes. But what?
Because it was overpopulation. But yeah, it's like golden generation. Like we killed millions of dogs.
What would be wild is if he went on there and then he was just like, all right, every parent, use a condom. No more kids. Would it be?
I think you should do that.
I don't think
we need less people. Less people. I think this is what COVID's doing. I'm for COVID. Is that weird? 2020, for COVID.
See? And then in 50 years from now, you're like, everybody thought 2020 was so good. My grandpa had a podcast where he said COVID was good, you know? So there's no winning here. There's no winning.
There is no winning, but that's my theory. I'm trying to write a bit on it that everyone's like, oh, my generation.
Every generation will suck.
Every generation
will find something. There's never a perfect generation. Adam and Eve, the guy was like, don't eat an apple. What do you do? He ate an apple.
Just don't eat the apple, you fucking idiot. Now we all have, literally.
Even a caramel apple.
No candy apple. No peanut butter, just a regular. First of all,
peanut
you listen.
Butter on an
this
apple?
Motherfucker, listen.
Bump of peanut butter on the apple.
God, damn. Let me ask you a question. This motherfucker idiot listened to a snake. A snake slithered up to him. A talking snake. And you're gonna listen to a talking snake?
I'll tell you what. If I saw a snake that could talk, I'd be like, "What do you need from me?"
Yeah, but then
granola bar from Trader Joe's. I got you.
Then he looks at you. And goes, I need you to eat an apple. Doesn't that apple taste? Doesn't no. You're a fucking talking snake. I'm wearing a leaf. Get me some pants. get some pants.
The leaf thing is hilarious because, like, who is he hiding from?
I don't know, but my shit wouldn't be a maple leaf, I tell you what.
Oh, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth. Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.